One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is recorded on traditional lands. We pay respect to elders past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal, and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may be listening.
One, two, three, four, five. Add us up, zip, zip, my name is up, I'm
fine. What if that song was just, I just kept counting?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Has that been done? Mumbo number five, but he just keeps
Mumbo number like 3.14, and it's just all the numbers.
In Mumbo number. Can we make that a TikTok?
1, 2, 3, 4,
it's like
five.
3.14, because it never does.
Yeah, Mumbo number five, but it's
Mumbo
high.
Number 3.14.
Mumbo number 3.14567054. Okay, all right, guys, we jump high. I have to say something just straight off the bat. What is? I don't get pi. The, 3.14, I don't get it. I don't get it.
What do you mean you don't get it?
What is it?
Would you like me to teach you? Have you heard of Mumbo number 3.14?
No, but I don't get it.
The number?
What is pi?
It is the, it's the number.
No, but, okay, so it's you use it to figure out, a circle, right?
Yeah,
oh, my God,
the,
I'm actually so
like
fucking...
Like, the circumference, radius, whatever.
But what is it? Is it,
It's just a number. I actually don't even know why. Jason?
What is pi?
What's pi?
I don't get it.
Wait, can you come here?
Oh, wait, sorry, we're getting an expert in.
Can you?
Wait,
no, come here.
Wait,
come here.
Do you want to be on the podcast? Jason, come on the podcast.
Come here.
Okay, guys, we've actually hired a mathematician expert. Come on in, Jason.
Pi is the ratio of the circumference of any circle to the diameter of that circle.
Wait,
that's why I said circles
and
shit.
Wait. Is it like the curve bit? I don't get it. Because hang on. Okay, no, all jokes aside. Okay, so you have the radius, what's the radius? Is that
halfway?
Is that like the
from the edge of the circle to the middle?
Yes, that's the radius, and then the circumference is the distance all around the circle.
Yeah, and then the diameter is
from one end to the other.
Yeah. That's the radius.
The radius, and then
Yeah, that's what we just said.
But then what the fuck is pi?
So the circumference is the whole length of the circle.
Yeah.
The diameter.
But
is
what's
pi?
But what's pi?
Pi is the ratio. But so.
Huh? What
so
the
say,
fuck? I don't
so
get it.
So say that it's 3.14 meters around the circle.
Yeah.
That means that the diameter will be one. Because it's 3.1.
But I don't. But what is pie? I don't understand what pie is. I don't.
It's a food. You eat it. It has meat and berries in it sometimes.
If the circle was a different size, but the ratio is always going to be the same.
But what? I don't get it. But which bit of the circle is pie?
It's not the part of the circle.
It's the comparison of the entire outside of the circle.
I don't get it.
It's a silly number.
But why?
It's just a silly
why
number.
Why is it infinite?
Do you know how many numbers that, can you, list off the first
I can 10? Do it. No, it goes 3.14. Good, wait, test this. I want to see how good I am. Is it 3.14156? Is that right? I'm really going to love myself if it is. 3.14156. Are that... Fuck!
3.14159.
Right. wait, no, but please, I need to understand this. Just before we will, I promise we'll start the topic soon. Pie is a really good food. No, like...
The ratio.
What ratio? What ratio? No one's actually explained it.
Okay, pi is a number.
Yeah. That goes on forever. There you okay, go. Cool. Circle, yep.
The whole circle
yes.
is always 3.14 blah, blah, blah times bigger than the diameter. So no matter how big the circle is.
Yeah.
If the diameter gets bigger.
So that, let's say if the diameter was two.
Oh, so you're saying the circumference is always 3.14 times bigger than the diameter. Is that what you're saying? Okay, that makes sense.
Wait, hang on. I'm
so think about the diameter.
Yeah, the
Molly's okay. dying real quick. So
the diameter is the whole line in across
so
from
the
one.
The diameter is from one end to the other.
Yeah.
The circle. Right? Yeah. And so you know what the circumference is, the outside.
Yeah, the outside. Yep. And the radius so the is half.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So the circumference will always be 3.14 times bigger than the diameter.
Right.
No matter how big the circle is.
Oh.
But they shorten the 3.14. Like, they shorten that whole number down to just those two decimal places. But the number goes on for fucking ever.
Right. So, in relation... So, like, let's say the 2 centimetres was the diameter. It would be 2 centimetres...
The circumference would be 3...
So, it would be 2 times 3.14 would be the circumference?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Theoretically,
I'll get
yes.
it. I'll get it.
Yeah, okay.
Correct all right, guys.
If we're wrong.
Thank
but...
you. If I actually kind of okay. So
that was really funny.
Why did it? Why is it? Why? Who? How did someone figure that out? Who figured out pi?
Your mum.
Okay. All right. Anyway, thank you for listening to Mambo number 3.14. Now on to the topic of the week. What are we talking about this week, Molly?
I really want to talk about like me. Oh my god. Like, well, look. We're going to talk about what type of drunk you are, but really quickly, I feel like now everyone knows how bad I was at maths at school.
Dude, I'm bad at maths too. Can I just, I'll say it to the listeners. Okay. So what was your ATAR score first of all, Molly?
79.
Nice. Mine was 76.
Did
you do maths in year 12?
Yeah, I did.
I didn't.
It was horrible.
It was fucking awesome. I didn't do it.
I
did business studies instead, and that shit was lit because you could just be like, yeah, you know, like small business has like one person.
I wish I did
big business have more than 200.
Looking back, I wish I did business and I really did not. I cannot believe I did maths. It was the stupidest thing I ever did.
I stopped doing maths in year 9. Oh, like technically I was still enrolled in the class, but I didn't do anything. And you know what? That's just me beating stereotypes of being an Asian that's good at math. And I will take that to my grave. I'm beating a stereotype. It was for the common good. It was for feminism. So
you paved the way.
I paved the way.
I'm so proud.
You know, like I ran so that all of the dumb Asians can walk now, and that's good for them. And yeah,
give her a clap.
I was the London Tipton. I was the London Tipton of my time.
That's actually London Tipton. Like that was she changed lives.
Yay me.
Yay me. okay. All right. So guys, today we're going to talk about what type of drunk you are.
Wait, hang on. I'm starting to feel the buzz real quick.
No one bees.
Buzz. Wait, I'm feeling it.
We're actually really drunk filming this episode.
So this week we're going to talk about what kind of drunk you are.
Now Jess wants to do the whole thing drunk.
I'm going to do it drunk.
I'm going to do it sober and she's going to be drunk.
Yeah.
No, this is going to piss me off.
No, I won't. Just keep going.
Okay, fine.
Let's talk about when we were younger, right?
So in Australia, everyone starts drinking at the age of 12.
Yeah, and you go to a piss up every weekend.
You know, when it was younger, it was just like, what was the local park?
Yeah.
And then you'd go with like a bag that just like was so like, with like 9 bottles in. And then your mum would be like, what's that?
And
like,
there's nothing. A headland like up the street from here. And oh my God, every weekend there was some group of teenagers up there that were like literally 2 years old. And they were just... chugging goon.
Dude, goon is fucking foul. It's disgusting.
Is it?
Uh-oh.
Because, like, I will have a whole box.
Disgusting.
Like, I would have had a whole box, like, back in the day, and I would have, like, been like, yummy.
It tastes like vomit.
Are you a wine girly? No. Champagne girly? Okay,
no.
Well, I am.
No,
I'm not. A champagne wine girly.
You know, like when you were young.
I think all of them taste the same.
I don't.
But I love drinking it. So
when, you know, when you were younger and you would like smell wine, like your parents would have wine, you'd be like, yeah. And then you'd be like, ugh.
No, I had that with spirits. I don't drink spirits.
See, I started on hard liquor, so I'm fine.
I don't know. I don't know if it was like nurture, nature, whatever, but like I am a big wine, champagne, cider girly. And I hate beer. I hate vodka and tequila and fucking.
See, I like vodka and tequila.
I like cocktails because they're very sugary.
Yeah.
But I don't like having like shots. And I just,
see, I do like, I like shots. I like tequila. I don't like to, I like tequila.
I like to have a nice glass of wine and I like to sit down with my erotica and I like to read until the sun comes up and I have my little pet cat. This is actually my life. I'm not even fucking joking.
Yeah, no, it's not. I was like,
I was starting to do a bit and then I was like, wait, no, I actually
do that. Do all that. But yeah, in year seven.
In year seven? I remember, think it was like year nine. That was probably when everyone started. So that was like 14 going on 15?
Yeah, in Australia, like it's pretty grim. Everyone starts like 15. And I remember, I have this memory when I was in year 10 and then like, everyone, remember fucking Passion Pop? I remember drinking, like, literally, I remember I sculled an entire bottle of Passion Pop at 7 p.m. at a party, and I threw up by 7:30 all over the lawn. And then I remember...
On the wall? Is this the wall story?
No, over the lawn.
Uh-oh.
But then I remember to the people who were hosting, I was like, please don't tell my mom, please! And they were like, we're not going to tell her. Shut up. And I was like, and I was so
I'm only going to tell your mom if you keep being fucking annoying about it. Like, just shut like, up.
Shut the fuck...
Shut up and have a cig.
You fucking do a fucking nang and shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I remember Passion Pop and I remember just because obviously like when everyone started drinking, no one knew what the fuck they were doing.
Yeah.
And then everyone was just like, that's why I think it's important to like educate a little bit on alcohol.
Yeah. You know, because there would be people in like year 9, 10 and they would just have a whole bottle of really cheap vodka and they would drink the whole thing. And then
they vomit everywhere.
Yeah. And then you'd be like,
guys, here's a rule.
This isn't fun.
One drink an hour, drink of water in between, you're fine.
Yeah.
Obviously, we don't endorse underage drinking, but if you're going to do it, and you will do it. Cause
also, like, don't, the first time you drink, don't plan to get drunk. Just, like, plan to have a drink. No, but see how you feel.
Jess, we're talking to a bunch of, they're going to drink to get drunk. So okay. It's like, let's presume they're going to get drunk, but, okay, obviously, we don't endorse underage drinking, but if it happens, glass of water in between.
If you're going to do it, I would rather you do it in the house. Okay.
Oh my God, what type of mother do you think I am? But yeah, so yeah, okay, so yeah, that was your turn. And then like now I feel like my journey with alcohol has been like a fucking wild one.
Yeah.
Like I used
I heard you were a wild one.
I reckon I drink now like once every 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Like literally, I know that sounds crazy, but like, cause like my friends and I, when we all hang out, like we don't really like, we just like watch a film or something, don't we? Though like,
I never go to clubs or bars really much, so I'm just like, I would rather just
go to someone's house.
Yeah.
And
yeah. If I'm gonna get like blasted drunk, it's gonna be at someone's house as well. Like that's the only time I'll be like, hell yeah, if the vibes are good and we're at someone's house and we're just like doing stupid shit.
Yeah, I mean, I do like going out though to bars and like bar hopping and like drinking.
I just don't like being. I have this thing where I don't like being drunk in front of strangers.
See, I think it's funny. It can be really.
It can be funny when you're drunk.
Yeah,
but then I wake up the next day and I'm like,
I think that's why I've got to be hanging out like with a group that like makes me feel safe. If I'm like with a group where I don't feel safe, then I feel like shit.
Yeah, that's why I bring Jason everywhere because he's tall and a man.
Tall, but and like being with your like close friends, it like feels like safe.
Yeah.
Jess is my close friend, but she doesn't fucking go out, so
she's not included. Not go to, like, if someone invites me somewhere, like, I'll go most of the time.
But you don't have to, but we're very lucky, aren't we? Because we have the type of friends where we have friends that don't need to drink to have fun.
No, exactly. I think it's because we're all actors and we're so annoying.
Yeah.
So we just, anyway.
Life is full of awesome what ifs and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Anyway, let's just move on to, we've gone on such a huge tangent. Let's just move on to the types of drunk.
All right. Let's talk about like present day. So there's like the emotional drunk.
Of course. You have like one, they have like three drunks. You start crying. You've got so much drama. You're dramatic. You're on the floor. You're in the bathroom. You spend half the night in the bathroom because you're just like, oh my God, like, what the, like, Jason doesn't love me anymore.
There's that. And then there's like people who like, not like emotional, but just like sad. They just like lose all their energy and they get like.
Lethargic. I would say like lethargic drunk. Yeah. It's like you have your drink and then you're just like, you're like really tired and you're just really like had enough. It's not even like sad. It's just like.
Dead.
I just can't right now.
I get like. Excited, like
some people get the excited, happy drunk where you're just like
full of beans,
woo, blah, 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 which is like kind of what everyone wishes they were. But then there's that also like there's like, also horny drunk. Like some people have two sips of alcohol and they're like, should we go to the bathroom, babe?
I'm gonna go on the dating apps.
Downloading Grindr right now.
Oh fuck! And then there's like the aggressive.
Oh, it's usually like short men.
Yeah.
Usually like short men.
Who like travel in a pack.
They travel in like a little werewolf pack and they're like,
want to get some puss.
I want to get pussy. Let's. And then they drink and they're like, hey, babe, like, let's go to my bloody truck.
And then they don't get let into any bars.
Yeah. And then when they fight the bouncer and they're just being
fighting
shitted.
The bouncer. That's so embarrassing.
I know. They make everyone uncomfortable. They're the worst. Because that's who we're afraid of on a night out. And ew. The other drunk that I was thinking of that I just made up in my head.
I have singing drunk. I just sing.
Yeah, though. Like, I am so.
Like, I'll be like,
all the time.
Hello, let me into the bar. Please.
Nice to meet you, Jolly Animatronic fan.
I'll be like, can I please get a vodka lemonade? And they're like,
huh?
What? Then when the bartenders don't match my energy, I'm like, boo. Boo.
Oh, this is the kind of drunk that I. Very much like snap into sometimes. Like I usually will be like either a horny drunk or a happy drunk. The only time I get sad drunk is when I'm like when I've gotten home from the event and I'm like sad drunk in my room now because I'm like I like don't like showing emotion in front of people. But like I often if someone else is in danger or like someone feels sick all of a sudden, my brain goes into like sober drunk.
Yeah.
Sober mum drunk. Where like if someone's like, oh I feel sick, like I think I'm gonna throw up and I'm immediately like half drunk, but also like I'm responsible adult vibe. Yeah. So I suddenly go like, it's okay. Like we're going to get to the bathroom. Come on, let's go. And then I've got the hair and I'm like, don't worry, like, lean over the ball. Like you're all good, babe. And like rubbing their back. I'm like, it's so fine. Like it's so fine. You do so well. It's like really supportive, really mum-like.
Yeah.
And I'm still like vision spinning, but I'm like, I don't know. I feel like it gives mum vibes. Cause you know, like when mums just know when their kid is going to like upchuck everywhere.
Upchuck.
Like,
can we talk about like this is really? I feel like this is funny to the international listeners. Like, way that Australians say like vomit. So ready? I'm gonna vom.
Yeah, vom. Tacky vom.
Tacky vom is like when you make yourself throw up when you feel like really sick.
Yeah, like when you've clearly had too much alcohol and you know that if you don't get it out of your system, you're literally gonna like be
pass
so
out.
Sick. You're gonna have to like get your stomach pumped or something. So like,
or like chug, like just go chug.
Chuck.
Yep. Vom. Tacky boot? Do you say boot? I'm a fucking boot.
I hear a lot of Americans actually say that.
Really?
I don't know if actually no, not Americans, but like I've heard a lot of Canadians say boot.
Ma, I thought that was Australian. Like, oh, I'm gonna boot. Fuck, I'm gonna boot. But I ate too much fucking I drank too much fucking passion pop. Fuck. Shit.
I had too many double blacks.
Get the fucking goons out. I'm fine. What's that? Paul Dillon? Remember the guy who went around schools in New South Wales and educated the masses? Do you ever have Paul Dillon come to your school?
I vaguely remember. Yes.
Oh my God. Do you remember that guy, Paul Dillon?
Yes. I don't know if it was exactly him, but I did have the same.
Like, we had a dude and he was like called Paul Dillon. And he used to come around fucking high schools and be like, all right, guys, this is what you do if you drink.
Yeah. No, he had like a whole slideshow. He was like, look, I don't condone underage drinking, but I know you're going to fucking do it anyway. So, so here's like, what you do.
Is his name Paul Dillon or am I having a stroke?
I don't remember.
Maybe we've got that
but
wrong.
Like, it just sounds like Paul McCartney and Bob Dylan at like a job.
That's anyway. Paul Dillon, if that's your name, shout out to you. You really helped because like, I remember you spoke about like, I think he spoke about like a bucket and like to put tissues in at the end.
Yeah.
If someone's throwing
no,
up
but he
and
actually,
it absorbs. Yeah.
No, but he actually is like, he's quite cool because he also did this whole thing about like, it's about illicit drugs and how like is it worth it? Because it's going to be on your permanent record forever. And like so many people in the room, teenagers are like, I didn't think about that. I didn't think
or
about
even
that.
Just like he was
they were like,
like,
if you're going to do drugs, don't get caught with them.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, smart. Like, get rid of the evidence.
I never did drugs.
But anyway, yeah, no, he was a lad.
Because I was scared I'd die.
No, listen, I neither the same. But like do English people say boot?
No.
Do English people say tacky?
No. This is all so Australian.
Do they really?
I don't know. I live here.
I'm asking you.
I fucking live here, eh?
Yeah, yeah. I live
in fucking Australia, anyway,
eh? I had one before. I said upchuck.
Upchuck is very Australian.
Do you
boot, bomb, tacky. Yeah.
I also just say throw.
No, no one does that. Are you playing fucking basketball?
Well, I know. I just say like throw up, but it's just me shortening the word. So I just say throw.
I think that's just
like,
you
I'm just going to throw. But that's just an Australian thing in the first place of just shortening words and phrases.
We're
just like, be sick.
I'm going to fuck on. Chuck a sickie. That means chuck a sick day. That's actually not about vomiting. Chuck a sickie.
It is related. So what kind of drunk are you like at a house party?
At a house party, I do get pretty excited. I reckon the more like emotional, I don't mean emotional in like a sad way or anything, but like if I've had a really busy day and like quite like jumpy and chaotic, that's going to indicate how much I drink. So for example, if I'm like, you know, working all day, busy, then I'll get to the party and I'll already be in that. Blah, 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 so it'll be like a bit of like a case of like drinking quite a lot because I'm sort of like
hyper.
Hyper and all over the shop.
So summary, what type of drunk are you? Let us know. I need to know.
We'll do a poll. I love these, but I want poll.
What's your favorite kind of drunk?
Chill.
Yeah.
Chill vibes.
My favorite kind of drunk is horny drunk and when it's Jason. That's it.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, it's time for rapid fire.
Hell yeah.
So each week we do like a little game or a little thing at the end of the episode because we fucking can.
Yeah.
Okay?
You know, a wise woman once said, get your kicks on.
So who said that?
I don't know. I just made it up.
That's so true, bestie.
I'm improvising.
That sounds like something that like Keira Knightley would say in like Bend It Like Beckham.
Get your kicks on.
Get your kicks on. That's so dumb. All right. So for this one, Jess.
Yeah?
I actually thought of this 2 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's a lie. I thought of it like 20 minutes ago and I've written a little thing for it.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to explain the plot of two movies to you.
Oh, this is fun. Can I just say before you continue that like it's usually me coming to you with something.
I know.
And this is like the first time I'm like reacting to something.
Molly does no work.
That's not true.
It kind of works out that Jess normally likes to get my live reaction on shit.
Yeah, that and also I like being spoiled. I'm the kind of person that like if I'm watching a movie, I like to know what happens at the end. I don't like a surprise. So now I'm like scared. Like I'm afraid.
Good. All right. Well, and you guys at home listening as you're like should be doing homework.
I hope you're doing calculus in the background.
I'm doing calculus. So basically I'm going to explain the plot to two movies.
Yeah.
One of these movies is completely made up. One of them is a real film. Awkward if you know one of the films, but I don't think you will. All right.
Okay. So this is cool. So I have to guess which one is real.
Is real, yeah.
Do I have to guess what it's called? Or
no, I'm going to tell you what they're both called. So I've come up with a title for both and I'm going to explain the plot to both.
Yeah.
But here's the rule. I'm not allowed to then answer any questions about either of the films.
Oh,
so you just have to figure it out.
That's crazy.
It's so crazy.
But also like if you hear a weird like jump cut in the edit today, it's because I do know the movie and we had to start again.
Yeah. We'll see.
Go.
All right. Movie one. The Telling of Two. Long ago, in the kingdom of Macedonia, elves and humans alike used to live together in peace until a violent war broke out between the two species, dividing the humans and elves ever since. But when a friendship sparks between a young elf boy and a human girl, this will be the catalyst to bring balance to the land of Macedonia.
That actually, I'm not going to say anything, but it does sound like a cheesy real movie. So,
well, that's The Telling of Two. That's film one.
The Telling of Two. Okay.
Right. The second film is called Battlefield Earth. In the year 3000, there are no countries, no cities, Earth is a wasteland, and man is an endangered species. The evil leader, Turl, and his race have taken over the world's natural resources and disregarded everyone and everything else. Oh. It's up to Johnny, good boy Tyler, a brave human, to battle the Cyclos and restore normalcy to the world.
Do you say normalcy?
Normalcy.
Do you mean normalcy?
Normalcy, yep. Well, which one's real?
Okay, look. Off the bat, this isn't my final answer. I'm not locking it in yet. I feel like I'm on the hot seat.
And I'm not allowed to repeat it.
Yeah. Okay, so wait, sorry. Could you tell me what the... So the first one is the telling of two. Is it telling of the two or telling of two?
The telling of two.
The telling of two. Sounds like a real name. But the second one, Battlefield Earth, that doesn't sound like a real name to me. Oh my God,
this is hard. What's your gut telling you is real?
My gut is telling me that you made the second one up and you put in a bunch of like random things and they're like weird names. Like, was it like Johnny Goodboy Human or something? But now you're like trying to reverse psychology me and you're trying to like get me to pick the second one as real because you're like, oh, she'll think. You know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
And so now I'm just like...
Am I double bluffing you or something?
No, exactly. And it's like not even about the movie at this point. It's just about our friendship and how much I don't trust you. I'm joking.
No, that's so valid.
I'm kidding. I do trust you. But... Oh, fuck. This...
5 seconds.
5 seconds. Five, oh my God.
Four. Okay. All right, so wait, before Jess answers, everyone at home, lock in one. So
we'll play the...
So do you think the telling of two is real? Or do you think Battlefield Earth is real? Don't Google it.
Oh my God. All right. Okay, I've got 5 seconds.
Everyone got one? All right, Jess, 3, 2, 1.
Telling of two.
Is what?
Real.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Wrong!
What?
Okay, so the...
Johnny Goodboy?
What about when I fucked up normalcy? Wasn't that a giveaway when I literally mispronounced... You know what I should have done?
But I thought you were going to do that.
I fucked up the pronunciation.
That's why, like, because when I said, like, do you mean normalcy? And you did a little, like... And I was
she's doubled up. No, I'm just a fucking idiot. So no,
Battlefield Earth. So, that's the worst name.
Battlefield Earth. I looked up. I looked up terrible films. It has a rating of 2 on IMDb.
Out of what?
Out of 10. Oh. So most films that get around like 6, 7. It's literally considered one of the worst films of all time.
Oh my God, who's in it?
I don't know. But I Googled it. I find that so funny.
That is incredible. But Battlefield Earth. I actually can't get over that.
Isn't that so funny? So yeah, it's like apparently it's famous for being like the one of the worst movies ever.
Oh my God.
Because you know how like the Room is really famous for being awful?
And what do you mean? It's literally the best movie.
Yeah, it's the best movie. Well, like I think Battlefield Earth is like up there. And now I really want to watch it. Well, yeah, so the telling of two was fucking fake. Haha.
Wait, can you give me the iPad? I want to read them.
Sure. Okay, Jess is going to read them now.
I actually want to watch the telling of two more.
I know. It sounds kind of lit.
It kind of sounds like a Netflix movie.
It sounds like something that was a book and then they adapted it on Netflix and then it got like...
This is why the writer's strike happened. Because like this sounds... The telling of two sounds like it was written by AI, but like I still want to watch it.
Yeah,
and this is why all of that stuff happened, right?
Yeah, because it was
that's like factual, and you can quote me on that.
But yeah, that's our little game. Thanks for participating, gang.
Let us know in the comments or in the reviews.
You can comment on a podcast now, can't you? Can you comment which one you? Yeah. I really want to know.
I want to know how many people actually got it right.
I reckon a lot of people didn't think the first one was right because I butchered how to say. Oh my God!
Did you do it intentionally?
No, I just can't read.
Oh, okay.
I'm just Leah Michelle.
I pray for her. I hope she learns how to read. Anyway,
bye.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. Don't forget to give us a rating on Spotify or wherever you're listening to this, and follow our TikTok and Instagram at Kinda Silly Podcast. Stay silly.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinis.
I'm Kayla Itzinis, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.